Hey, everybody, this is Randy Swanson. Welcome back to another episode of Agency Growth Machine, where we talk about how to grow your agency and how to grow your book. And look, no secrets, I'm looking to attract agency owners that want to double your agency, that you want to take a $2 million and become $4 million, that when you want to take a $4 million and become $8 million. I'm looking for agency owners that want to double their agency. And it gets me fired up. And that's what we're about. And that's why we have what we call here a big niche. And in fact, you can see in the background, I got my poster, Grow Big or Stay Home. And you see a little guy right there. See that guy, that little dude. And those of you who are watching this or just listening to this and you can't see it, but in the background, I've got a picture of a little guy. I bet he's like 12 years old max. And he's got a helmet on, just like the old fighter pilots used to wear back in the 40s when we were in World War II. He's got a flight jacket on. And he's got taped on him is a wing. And he's holding his hand up almost like out 45 degrees in victory with his fist clenched. He goes, I want to fly. And that little dude has a dream. And you probably have a dream. And so for those of you here that are watching this, you can see that's my dad right there. That's Richard Leroy Schwantz. That's my father. He was a fighter pilot. So when I saw that little guy right there, I'm thinking this little dude wants to fly. God, man, I got goosebumps thinking about that vision, that dream, like we all have, to be able to fly, to be able to go through the air. So when I think about what this podcast is today, I've got the book, I'm holding up the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's written back in about 1960. And it's an amazing book. And that's what I want to go through today. Think and Grow Rich. And look, here's what this book's about in the most simplest term, in my own words. Is that when you use your mind to think about what you want and you form this picture, you use your imagination to form this picture, this is what I want. You pepper it with persistence and desire. You create a plan, an action plan to go do. Then it's almost guaranteed you're going to get what you want. And so when I think about what I want to help people double their book of business. I want to help producers become multimillionaires. That's what I want to do. So the question is, what do you want? And so what I have found working with my client base now for almost 30 years, that to help you grow an agency is really, and I know this sounds really simple, but it's pretty darn easy. You get producers out producing. If you're a producer, to grow your book to where you're saving $50,000 or $60,000 a year is just not that hard. If you grow your book of business by $300,000, by the time you get through paying Uncle Sam their share, agency gets their share, you got $60,000 left over. You invest that for 20 years, you're going to be a multimillionaire. And growing your book of business by $300,000, if you get focused, is not that big of a deal. I was talking with a guy who's become a friend of mine. He's been selling since 1993. Here we are in 2020. He's been selling since 1993. He's got a $300,000 book of business. He's just been in an environment that never challenged him to be the best he could be. So as I get into, I'm holding up the book, Think and Grow Rich. As I get into this book, and by the way, this book now is in the public domain. And so I'm going to give you a place where you can go on my website, thewedge.net/TGR, T like Tom, G like grow, R like rich, or T like think, G like grow, R like rich, think and grow rich. We can go in there and download the book. It's public domain. So I'm not breaking any copyright laws. I just want you to understand that I would never do that, because I don't want people ripping off my stuff. But now it's in public domain, so you can do that. And in this book, we're going to get into a number of great things. What I'm going to cover today is six ways to turn desire into gold, is what he calls it. And my biggest challenge as a sales coach is not, it's not teaching you how to make cold calls and set appointments. It's not teaching you how to get red hot introductions and set appointments. It's not teaching you how to leverage differentiation, get the competition fired, and you get a BOR. It's not building a bigger, bigger business. None of those are my biggest challenge. I got those wired up. My biggest challenge is finding people that have got an amazing amount of desire so they don't quit. So what I want to do here on page 36 in the book, Think and Grow Rich, is go through what he calls six ways to turn desire into gold. It says, the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into financial equivalent consists of six definite practical steps. And we're about to get into it. Now, when you get this book and you download it from my website, again, thewedge.net/TGR, you'll find he uses the word definite a lot. And definite means with certainty, it's not vague. And so I just think you had a good look up the word definite. So here we go. There are six things here. I'm going to take them one at a time. First, fix your mind. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. So desire, let's talk about the desire is like I want. Burning desire is like this intensely want. And you know what that is because back when you were a teenager, whether you're male or female, there was somebody. When you became a teenager and you became a young adult, there's somebody you intensely wanted. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to go any farther. You fell in lust. You wanted it. So that's what desire is. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire, you want. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite. Don't be vague, be black and white, be concrete as to the amount. All right, so here we go. 22 years ago, for me personally, is I had a 6, a 4, a 2, and a newborn. I found out because I was running a sales meeting in Houston, and this other guy's asking this guy about, he came in late to a sales meeting. He drove back from Lubbock, Texas to Houston, Texas, 11-hour drive. He put his daughter up at school at Texas Tech. And he was late getting to my class that morning, that sales meeting. And I kind of said, I asked him why, what's going on? And he said, well, he told me the story. He drove his daughter out to Lubbock, put her up in a dorm, drove all the way back, just took a lot longer than what he expected. And I said, do you have any other kids in school? And he said, yes, this is my second. And I looked him square in the eye. He said, at least the good news, it's all paid for, isn't it? And he ducked his head and he shook his head sideways like, no, it's not. And that's when I had my holy freakout moment. So then I got a financial advisor and he came over and he did all this analysis on four kids. I had a 6, a 4, a 2, and a newborn. That means I got to buy 4 cars, 4 universities, 4 weddings, and fund my own retirement. And I said, how much money do I have to save every year? And he said, you got to save $65,000 a year so you can pay for 4 cars, 4 universities, 4 weddings, and have enough left over where you'll have $2 million in your bank account when you retire. So coming back to this question, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite, not vague, as to the amount. There is a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described in a subchapter later. So we're going to get into that later when we get into this book, and we're going to get into this book. In fact, all I might do for the rest of my life is podcast around Think and Grow Rich. That's how good this thing is. So now, if you're an agency owner, rather than just saying we want to grow, why don't you say we want to double? I want to take 2 million and go to 4 million. I want to take 4 million and go to 8 million. I want to double. Say it. Put a time frame on it. Because Napoleon Hill says that that's the first step is that you must fix in your mind up here, the cerebral cortex, the brain, the whatever it is, in your mind, what you really, 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 really want. Now, as a sales coach, it's been doing this for what some people think is 100 years, but I'm just telling you it's only 30 years. I've asked thousands of people, what's your new business commission goal? How big a book of business do you want? Do you want to grow $1 million book of business? I've asked agency owners, where are you now? Where do you want to be? And it's amazing to me, although understandable, how many of us struggle with that? And I think we struggle for a lot of reasons. Insecurity, lack of confidence. Why throw out a number you don't think you can do? But I'm saying to you, as an agency owner, I know you can double your agency. Higginbotham, Arthur Hall, Fournier, Hardenberg, Waitz and Foshi, and I can keep going. All those agencies and more and more and more have doubled. You can double too if you want to. And I know how to help you do that. That's what Bignition is a plan to help you double your agency. So fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It's not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite, not vague, as to the amount. I knew I wanted to save $65,000 a year. I wanted to pay for cars, universities, and weddings. And when I got done, I wanted to have a minimum of $2 million that my wife and I could retire on. And he says, there's a psychological reason for definite, not being vague, being clear. Now we're on to number two. Second, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Whoa. There is no such reality as something for nothing. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. So if you're on video, you can see what I gave. I gave How to Get Your Competition Fired, The Wedge. I gave Red Hot Introductions. I gave Grit. I gave Agency Growth Machine. I gave ways for producers to set amazingly clear goals, to build differentiation that was black and white, to leverage relationships to get introduced in, or to make bold statement appointment calls to set appointments, bold state appointment setting. I gave them the wedge to build to beat the incumbent and get BORs. I gave them service timeline to build to retain forever. That's what I gave. I gave them the five steps to extraordinary growth. I gave them the four pillars to high success. I knew what I wanted to give. Do you know what you want to give? He says, step number two, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Now, so if you're an insurance broker, if you say, well, I'm going to give people insurance, don't you understand? That's the least common denominator. The worst agents and brokers on the planet can give somebody the basic coverage. That you need to be thinking above and beyond that in terms of what you're going to give so that you give more than what's expected. So that you give something that's extraordinary. So that you give something that causes people to be attracted to you. So that you give something that causes people to want to stay with you for a long period of time. And he says, there is no such thing as something for nothing. You got to give. And see, the more you think about what you're going to give and how you're going to give, the more you start to believe you're worth it, the more you start to believe that they want that, not because you just say it, but because you've done your analysis, you've built your knowledge base, you know what is going on, you know what your competition is doing, you know what buyers struggle with. And so you think about what you're going to give. There's no such thing as something for nothing. You know, it's interesting. Right now, we're in the middle of an election. I mean, it'll probably happen by the time this podcast comes out. Trump versus Biden. Remember Bernie Sanders 4 years ago made a big deal about something for nothing. You deserve free college. You deserve free medical care. You deserve free this, free that, free everything. He's a socialist. Look at all the socialist countries around the world. Who's doing well? the people who do well are capitalists. And this book gets into a whole chapter on capitalism, which is really a way of saying money to be able to go build and do things that are extraordinary. All right. So second was determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing. You got to give to get. You got to pay the price for it to happen. Number three, third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Okay, so here's my story. I was 42 when I started the process. 20 years later, it's going to be 62. If I save $50,000 a year at 6% interest rate, I should have $2 million. So I expected that in 20 years at age 62, I would have it. Well, is 20 years too long? No, it was what it was for me to get to $2 million. So what is your date to have the money you intend to possess? What's your date? How long do you want it to be for you to double your agency? If you're a producer, how long do you want it to be before you can get to where you can save $50,000 or $60,000 a year? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? I mean, in my system, in Bignition, we have a goal setting process that we work producers through. We're in 4 years, you got to build your book of business so that you can easily save $65,000 a year for the rest of your life. You do that, you'll have lots of money. So is it 4 years to get where you can save 65 and then save 65 for the rest 20? Is it double your agency in 6 years? So that means you got to grow at 15%. What is it? But when you get that clear in your mind, here's what's beautiful about it. And hopefully I'm not stealing thunder for the next deal. Well, I'll just move on. I'll go to the next one. Number four, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not to put this plan into action. Number four, create a definite plan, a solid plan, a written plan, a black and white plan. So again, I know that for Randy, I had a plan to get my income up to where I could save a minimum of $65,000 a year. I knew what I had to do, went to work on it. And then as I got there, my plan was save the money. And that's what it did, because that's what my plan was. Again, not to be anything other than just genuine, open, no judgment. Met thousands of producers. I've said, what's your new business commission goal? And they throw out some number like 50 grand, 70 grand, maybe even 100 grand. And if it's 100 grand, I say, well, in the last 3 years, how many times you hit that number? For a lot of people, they never have. So was it a definite plan for carrying out their desire? No. For a lot of people, it's not. For a lot of people, there's no correlation or direct connection between what they want personally and what they're willing to do from a business-wise to go make it happen, i.e., grow your book, save 65 so that you can then become at least a multimillionaire. When I ask a lot of people, what's your new business commission goal? It's some weird number. And I say, well, how does that help you get to being wealthy? So when you get into this career, you have financial freedom. And they look at me like I'm a little bit insane. You know, when you talk to agency owners, what's your growth goal? And how does that help you get to super wealth? And look, this is not an incrimination. I mean, we're all subject to doing this poorly, of not having a definite plan. And so here I am. I'm going to look up the word definite. I'm pulling out my iPhone. It'll take me a second to get out of pocket. These are golfing pants. They're kind of tight. So I'm going to pull it up, open it up. I'm going to go to the dictionary. I'm going to look up the word definite. Definition. There we go. Clearly stated or decided, not vague or doubtful. Definite, clearly stated. So a plan clearly stated. It's been decided. Here's what I'm going to do. It's not vague. It's not doubtful. It's not it is unambiguous. Definite. I just think there's really powerful stuff. Hope you guys like it. Number five, fifth, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisitions. State what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. Let's just break that down step by step by step, because it takes the first four steps and it kind of consolidates it. Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Okay. So I intend to acquire enough money to pay for four cars at $25,000 each, because I got four kids, to pay for four colleges at $150,000 each, that's $600,000, to pay for four weddings at $75,000 each, that's $300,000, and then to have $2 million in a bank account by the time I'm 62. So write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition. So, you know, by the time I'm 62, for the $2 million plus, at that point I was 42. So Kendall was six, 10 years later at 52. And I started late. I mean, most of you guys start early, but at 52, I had to have $25,000 for a car. At 54, I had to have $25,000 for another car plus. Now Kendall's going off to college, so I had to have $125,000 for her. And that started to just ramp up. I mean, a lot of money. And so when you get ahead of that curve, now instead of being under a lot of pressure, you've got it all mapped out. Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisitions. State what you intend to give in return for the money. I intend to give how to run Chris sales meetings. I intend to give a software platform to help manage the growth of an agency. I intend to give The Wedge how to sell and beat the incumbent. I intend to give Red Hunt Reductions how to leverage relationships, get introduced in. I intend to give Bold Statement Appointment Setting, how to really call up somebody and turn it into an appointment. I intend to give a written service timeline so you can retain it forever. What do you intend to give? Name it off. Be clear about it. So write out a clear statement, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the money. And describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to charge $2,000 each for a Wedge workshop. I'm going to charge $15,000 a day to be on site doing training. I'm going to charge $2,500 per person to be on my Big Mission platform and help them double their personal income fast, make a lot of money, save a lot of money. So when you sit there and start thinking about all this stuff, describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate that money. What are you going to do? What value are you going to bring to be able to accumulate the money? So if I'm you as a commercial insurance broker, I'm thinking about what I'm doing to accumulate the money. I'm thinking about my calling strategy, my appointment setting strategy, my sales strategy, my retention strategy. I'm thinking about my differentiation. I'm thinking about my time utilization. I'm thinking about my ability to delegate to a support staff. All that is a part of my plan to be able to accumulate this kind of money. And you go back, well, why do you need that much money? Well, go do some research. Go find out how much money you need to have in a bank account when you retire. And what they say, they being financial advisors, is 22 to 24 times what you expect to spend on an annual basis. So if you expect to live on $100,000 a year when you retire, you need $2.4 million in the bank. If you want to live on $50,000 when you retire, you need $600,000 in the bank. And I just want you to think about how far will $50,000 go, even if you're on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and everything else. All right, let's keep going. Number six. And here's crazy. This is crazy. Read your written statement out loud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Let's do that again. Read your written statement out loud. Yeah, I'm going to save $65,000 a year for the next 20 years. I'm going to pre-fund Kendall, Hunter, Reagan, and Peyton's cars, universities, and weddings. I'm going to save enough money for Laura and I to have $2.2 million at a minimum in our retirement account so that we can live happily ever after. And I'm going to start now by giving training to insurance agencies and producers on how to beat the incumbent, how to get the competition fired, how to leverage existing relationships to get red hot introductions, how to make cold calls and then do bold statements to make people want to set appointments with you. I'm going to teach agency leaders how to hire great new producers that really want to sell. I'm going to teach them how to run sales meetings that really help producers really get clear so they can go beat the incumbent. I'm going to provide them a software platform so that they can really manage all this stuff. And it's good for them, the agency owner, good for the producers. That's what I'm going to do. And as you read this, see, feel, and believe yourself already in possession of the money. So that is it. Six ways to turn desire into gold. And as I shared with you when we started this thing up, I mean, I'm looking for agency owners that want to double your agency. I'm not looking for agency owners that want to... It's almost like if you had a wound, you cut yourself. I'm not looking for agency owners that want to put some Neosporin on it. I'm looking for agencies that want to heal it and go get back to being a great athlete, right? In other words, I'm not looking for an agency owner that just wants to do some training. I mean, you know, why would you do training unless you wanted to double this place? And then if you're a producer, why would you submit yourself to anything unless you had a reason or a purpose? And so we're going to be getting into, in our next little deal here, what he calls the self-confidence formula. And once again, there are five things here that I'm going to break down for you that create self-confidence. And so I want you to think about this. If you had this vision in your mind of what you wanted, you had the confidence that you could go get it, you had a plan to go make it happen, you were full of burning desire to get it, you're willing to persist through whatever the hard times were, what would happen? I mean, what would happen? I mean, you would get it. I had a young guy on my webinar today, and he's talking about getting through the gatekeeper to be able to set appointments, that's his biggest problem. Can't get through the gatekeeper. Struggling to get through the gatekeeper. And, you know, look, man, that's just a strategy to get through a gatekeeper. But when the desire is high enough, you get creative. That's another thing we're going to get into is to creativity. And there's this thing called synthesis, where you're going to synthesize a lot of ideas out there to create a new idea to be able to go make something happen, whether it's setting appointments at bigger accounts, writing bigger accounts, getting more BORs, being able to delegate what you got so you got more free time. Had another guy I was talking to, it's like $300,000 book of business. Like, well, how do you spend your time? I don't know, man. I just spent a lot of time doing CSR work. Well, why do you do that? Well, look, let's be honest. Why would anybody do that except that that's where they get their jollies? That's what makes them feel good. And it's only when you put enough fire on the enough wood on the fireplace that heat it up that you end up with this burning desire that taking care and doing certificates and answering phone calls and doing CSR work is not what you want, but what you want is an abundance of money so you can stay at nice hotels, take nice trips, retire in comfort, have a great from there to end of life sort of deal. It's like something bigger than that. So this book's a great book. And if you'll go to thewedge.net/TGR, no spaces in there, no periods, no nothing, just thewedge.net/TGR, you can download this book. It's in the public domain. So I just want you to know that I'm not stealing it. I would never do that. Wouldn't want that to anybody do that to myself, but it's in the public domain. So now you can do that. And I want to take you through these things kind of step by step, have you think through, take notes, expand what you're thinking about in your mind so that we can go make some very cool things happen. All right, man. It's Randy Schwantz. This is Agency Growth Machine Podcast. It's sponsored by Big Ignition. Grow big or stay home. If you want to know more about Big Ignition, go to thewedge.net/BigNition, BIGNITION. And what you're going to see is there is a platform to grow agencies. And we cover three things: hiring, training, and managing producers. And when you get great at that as an agency owner, your agency is going to grow. And if you go there on that website, you'll see places where, man, we've got dozens of agencies that have doubled. If you want to double, I want to talk to you. If you don't want to double, maybe go talk to somebody else. All right, man, this is Randy Schwantz signing off. Thank you very much.